Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Archer, of course, Atlanta Falcons analyst, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can build your Kia your way. You can learn how at jimelliskia.com, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Go Dogs. We're good, man. We're just getting ready. You know, just count down, Dave. Just waiting. Waiting for the big game tonight. Just waiting for that, to be honest. So,
I hear you guys going to be okay if Stetson Bennett starts tonight?
Well, I'm going to be okay. I mean, me personally. but I don't think John will.
No, I'm okay with him starting as long as Kirby, you know, if the need – look, if the need arose that he had to make a change, he should make the change. If he doesn't and he stays with it and he costs him the game, then that'll be a different conversation.
Okay, since you brought it up, Dave, I'm about to go over here real quick. Talk about how hard it is to play a quarterback, to put him in that situation in this game, and he hasn't played in forever.
Well, he has played.
I'm just asking him a question. I'm just asking Dave a question. Dave played quarterback. I'm just asking him a question.
Question about it, Hugh. If you've been standing on the sidelines all that time, regardless of your abilities, things become you're very rusty. You don't see things as quickly. You don't react to things as quickly. And so as much as you try to practice and assimilate that, playing in games is what it's all about. And there's no question. It's very difficult to anytime you see a guy that comes off of the bench or a guy that has to start a game that hasn't been playing, you don't necessarily see probably the best they could possibly be. But I just brought it up because I know last time I talked to you guys, I think it was after the SEC title game about Georgia, and you guys were ready to, or I know John was ready to fire Stetson Bennett, running out of town. I didn't remember him seeing. I don't remember seeing him play any defense. I just wondered if Jordan Davis and Devontae Wyatt and all those guys were going to get sat down too.
Oh no, Jordan basically said that he been getting his cardio up, Dave, so he know how important this game is tonight. But before
I wish Stetson the best. I hope he's the MVP of the game. I really do.
Okay, but before we get sidetracked. Speaking of defense, why was Alvin Kamara able to have the kind of game that he had yesterday? What did you see?
Well, they dominated the game up front, Hugh. They dictated from the opening snap, really played it on the Falcons' side of the line of scrimmage. I thought they were able to get up to the second level and get Foye Luke and Deion Jones, two guys that have had really good years this year. You know, obviously Foye ends up leading the league in tackles and Deion was top 10 as well. They were not able to get off block. So it was just a simple matter of they were able to block our guys and we couldn't get off the blocks. And Kamara is an excellent start and stop guy. He possesses all the attributes you want. He's a guy that can accelerate in the stretch game. He can stop his feet and accelerate extremely quickly. And so he's a little bit like what we had, you know, with Devontae Freeman, when Devontae was at his height here, his ability to start and stop, make you miss in a phone booth, he did all those things. Because there were a number of really good runs that I thought Atlanta had bottled up initially, and he found a crease or slid to some area to fall forward for 5 or 6 yards. But really, ultimately, it came down to you got whipped up front. New Orleans whipped Atlanta up front, and that's why he had over 100 dozen. That's the first 100-yard game he's had rushing. His career high was 89 yards. Going into the game on the ground. He had a monster day yesterday.
Dave Archer, Falcons analyst. Dave, Kyle Pitts and Cordell Patterson, 7 touches yesterday. They did not affect the game at all. I don't think they even had 20 yards total between them. Was that by design? Was it injury? Was New Orleans taking them out of their game? Why is that?
Well, certainly they had there was a focal point that, you know, going into the game, you and I and everybody else knows those are the two guys that can hurt you. So they're going to focus on those two guys. Why Cordero wasn't in the game more in a two-back set or a one-back set with him as a wide receiver, that would be a question for Arthur Smith probably. I'd like to have seen him in the game a little bit more. The reason he wasn't in the game as a running back is because he can't protect. And so if you go empty set and they bring six, we couldn't block them anyway. So now you're going to go one back set and keep him in to help him block. And he's not doing you any service to getting out and he can't protect. So that's why he's not in the game there. So Mike Davis is the better protector when it comes to a running back. Now, why he wasn't in the game as a receiver, I don't know. I can't answer that question. Kyle Pitts did draw a ton of attention. Malcolm Jenkins had him a good bit of time in the game as well. Malcolm's a pretty good cover safety, but it still doesn't explain why the ball didn't go in their direction a couple of times. That would be, selection, where Matt's deciding to throw the football, where coverage took Matt with the ball. And let's be honest, man, how much time did Matt have a chance to sort things out? I mean, this is another one of those games where he just didn't have any time. When he has time, late in the game when they kind of quit coming after him and slowed the pass rush down, he ripped them apart. So that's an indication of what you've got. The guy didn't throw for 59,000 yards this league by accident, but you've got to give him an opportunity to squeeze the trigger, and he just didn't get that opportunity.
Dave Archer, Falcons analyst. All right, give me your thoughts on what you saw this season as a whole, and give me your first thoughts about what kind of offseason fans can expect.
Well, I really like the fact that this is a team that struggled to get takeaways throughout the last 3 or 4 years of Coach Quinn's tenure. They took the ball away. I mean, yesterday it was a string broken where they had 12 consecutive games where they had a takeaway. That bodes well. Obviously, that was a big decider in yesterday's game, Atlanta's inability to take care of the football. That ultimately led to probably the demise of the team. When you turn the ball over twice and you're in the field and that's those many points, you're not going to win those games. But Atlanta been able to take the ball away and had secured wins, had given themselves opportunities. I think that is something that carries over kind of a mentality defensively. I like the fact that they were able to close out some games, albeit not enough, certainly, but they were able to close out some games, both on the offensive and defensive side. It wasn't just dependent on Matt Ryan driving the length of field to try to win a game. You had some games where you closed it out defensively. That's not something that had happened recently. And so you get a little bit more of a 60 minutes of football out of this team. Now, they've got to upgrade some talent in a number of areas along the strength side. The offensive defensive lines have to be upgraded. There's no question about that. They've got to find guys that can affect the other team's passer. We have nobody that can do that. So that's got to change. The offensive line will be looked at extremely hard, I would assume, by Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith. As to how are we more solid up front? Because they were too leaky up front. There was too many mistakes made up front. So that'll be something that they'll look at. But you got a lot of guys that are free agents. You're going to have to pinpoint guys that you think are those top guys. I mean, I would be concerned about, a guy like Foye Aluokun, Youngway Koo, are guys immediately that come to mind for me. Has Russell Gage done enough to where you think Rush comes back? How much money do you give Russ as at best a second receiver, maybe a third receiver on your team? So there's a lot of big decisions to make. And then the restructuring of some guys' deals. I would imagine that they'll visit potentially Grady Jarrett's deal, and you want Grady here. Grady's a leader on this team. He's a guy that's a force. Get some people around him, he could probably be even more effective. But his number is going to be one that they're probably going to want to look at and address. A number of the other guys in that regard as well. So a lot of work to do for Terry Fontenot this offseason.
You know, Dave, and I know this is a little bit premature, but I'm just curious because, you're close to the team. How much do you think we could potentially fix in this offseason, with the free agents class that we're going to probably, guys are going to be let go? And with the draft coming up, how much do you think that we'll be able to fix realistically?
Well, I think you can make yourself, you look at it, Hugh, and you say, okay, we won 7 games. Probably had an realistic opportunity to win 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I agree.
3, maybe 3 more. And All of a sudden that makes you a playoff team. So if you can get – you got to hit, though. you got to hit on those first three picks in the draft. Those, all three of those guys have to come in, and they have to be impactful guys. And to the extent of Kyle Pitts, maybe the first round pick certainly does, and maybe the second round picks as well, where they can come in and affect the team dramatically. In that regard, free agency, I don't know what the number is going to look like, Hugh, as far as what you can and can't do, mm-hmm. as far as going out and reaching out and grabbing a couple of veteran players. And let's remember, the young group that you have here now is going to be better next season. Richie Grant's going to be better. Adeoga Deji's going to be better. I'd like to think that Jalen Mayfield is going to be a better player. So you get the little bit of the growth that you're hoping from guys that were already on your team. So that exponentially makes you a little bit better as well. I think if you couple out together, you're going to have to hit on this stuff. You can't be, okay, we got that right and we didn't get these two things right. You're going to have to hit on the majority of these things to be right. But all of a sudden you look up and I think you have maybe another three wins in your pocket, and now we're dancing in the postseason.
All right, Dave, who do you like tonight?
Well, I'm gonna do the hometown call. I'm going to go with Georgia. I think that it's a scary selection. I think that Todd Monken has to have a similar game from a play call standpoint as he had against Michigan. If he does, and James Cook's involved in the game, and they stretch Alabama sideline to sideline, I think you've got a chance to make some plays, and it's going to be a really close football game. On the other side of the ball, I think they've got to find a way. They got to get Brian Robinson stopped. He was not healthy in the game last time, and they hurt him in the pass game. They ganged up against the run. Do they have an answer? Bill O'Brien had an answer for all their blitz packages. They did not get home to Bryce Young the entire game, and he carved them up. Does Danny Lanning have something different from a blitz package standpoint? And you cannot give up explosive plays, especially to Jamison Williams. He cannot catch two balls that net some 100 yards and two touchdowns. So no big plays on defense. Find a way to get home, stop the run game. And then on the other side, Todd Monken, have that same game plan or a similar game plan that's diverse against this team like you had against Michigan. I think this is a game that goes into the fourth quarter, and it could be one of the classics of all time.
Sounds great. That's what we're looking forward to. Great game tonight. Thanks, Dave. Do appreciate.
You're the man,
Thanks,
Dave.
Guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!